White. On the train from Washington to Los Angeles, June 11th, 1905. My dear son, Edson, it has been presented to me that your business enterprises consume a large amount of means, and that you have been gathering money from any and every place from which you can get it, thus largely increasing your heavy burden of debt. This will bring you to confusion and shame. Think, my son, of what it means for you to invest as you do large sums of money that is not yours, borrowed money. In this, you are certainly bringing heavy burdens upon yourself, upon me, and upon your brother. Representations of this matter have been made to me by one who cannot err. I entreat you, my son, to preserve your honor if you lose all else. Stop your investments right where you are, and do not employ men to do work for you when you have no money with which to pay them. Consider what kind of a record you are making. Investigate your plans and motives closely. This is your solemn duty. Have you not been over this ground again and again until it has become a difficult matter to maintain your reputation for wisdom and integrity? Why will you not heed the oft-repeated counsel of your mother? Why do you pay so little heed to the advice of your brethren? I am instructed to counsel you to choose Brother Bowman, Brother Amidon, Brother Butler, and Brother Haskell, whom we believe to be servants of God, and open to them fully your financial situation, and then unite with them in studying the counsel that the Lord has given you in the past regarding your work, and unite in laying plans for the future. I know that it will have to come to this. Let no time be lost. Let not things pass on, your being your own counselor, and entering into temptations planned by the enemy to spoil your record as an intelligent, honest businessman. I have been passing through keen anguish of soul on your account. My son, you must not let one unrighteous action rest upon your soul. Your withdrawal from the Southern Publishing Association was not wise. It was not just. It involved much. In the night season, we were in a council meeting. Matters were being investigated, and it was shown that your movement in separating from the publishing house was unwise. A large outlay of means on your part was required in order for you to prepare to carry on an independent business, and you had not the means to carry out such a movement. I cannot keep silent and see you continue to become involved.